Isikhathi sendaba ku VOA Debele. Livuka njani mtozo muhle siyalambulela kumsakazi we Studio 7 namhlanje ngomvulo mhlaka 5 Lwezi 2018 igama lami nguGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, ibandla lezanu-PF lithi kumele amabandla ezombusazwe asebenze ndawonye ukwenzela ukuthi kuthuthukiswe ilizwe leZimbabwe.
Kudinga usibili kakhulu abantwana beZimbabwe, abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi bazilungise bona, bakhethe ukufaka indaba zepolitics ngemva kwabo.
Ibandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa lithi iZANU-PF kumele iqale ivume ukuthi yanqotshwa kukhetho.
Akunamuhla luke sithethiswa senza amandlwane, sihlale sihlale, kumele sihlanganise amakhanda. Thina sibalindele. Anti bona bajiba abanqobayo, thina sibiyithe abanqobayo.
Abantu kwele Zimbabwe bathi babhekane lenhlupho ezijeneyo.
Sengizuka enkayi, siyonkinga yomgwaqo, sida mgwaqo ngisho usuka kobulawayo siya enkayi. Akula ngisho umgwaqo, amabhasi ahlale ewile, ikhona enye ewileyo nje last kuyona liviki epheleyo ngolwesithathu.
Namhla sixoxa lesizalwane seZimbabwe esisebenza emakhitshini.
Abantwana abasezandleni zami elizweni laseSouth Africa abayi-14 bakhangelayo bezinto ezehlukeneyo, bakhangela Sunday to Sunday.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Ibandla leZANU-PF lithi kumele abantu beZimbabwe basebenze ndawonye ukwenzela ukuthuthukisa ilizwe elibhekane lokugudeka komnotho okumangalisayo. Ibandla leli cabangela ukuthi ele Movement for Democratic Change yilo elidonsela muva ngesikhathi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ezama ukuguqula isimo somnotho. Umnangagwa usekubeke sobala ukuthi kasoze abumbe uhulumende womanyano kwele Zimbabwe. Ibandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa umnumzana Nelson Chamisa lalo lithi kalifuni ukungena kuhulumende womanyano. Umnotho welizwe usubhidlika okumangalisayo. Umnumzana Believe Gawule okudale le-Central Committee kubandla leZANU-PF uthi kumele ibandla le-MDC lizimisele ukuvuselela umnotho weZimbabwe.
Kudinga sibili kakhulu abantwana beZimbabwe, abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi bazilungise bona, bakhethe ukufaka indaba zepolitics ngemva kwabo. Ababali abantwana beZimbabwe bethi abantwana beZimbabwe ipolitics asiyifake ngemuva, sikhangeleni ukwakha ilizwe lethu sindawonye, kungela ukuthi lo ngwaliphi ibandla lona ngwaliphi ibandla, kodwa sitheleni amathuba wonke onelisa ukuthi asebenze laphana nalaphana, singakhethananga ukuthi yona ngwaliphi abantu bephilanda. Sikhumbuleni ukuthi iqhetho soludlule singalifaka ngemva kwethu iqhetho, sesingathi abantwana beZimbabwe asigcineni ukuthula, abantwana beZimbabwe sigcineni ukuthula, sigcineni ukuthula ukuze laba abangaphandle labo bahawukele ukuthula okukhona phakathi kwelizwe lomnotho esilawo lokuhleleke esiyikho khona. Thina njengoba sigcwele kumazwe amanye atshiyeneyo, yito esisebenza kakhulu amaZimbabweans, nalaZimbabweans abantu abafundileyo abathanda ukuthula, abenza izimanga, abasebenza kuhle kakhulu kwabanye amazwe, abantu bethuthukisa amazwe. Ukhangele nje amazwe njengaSouth Africa, khona bana abantu abaningi abaZimbabwe abaphethe imisebenzi emikhulu kakhulu emangalisayo. Ukuthi abantu labo ngabe balapha ekhaya, bengaphenduka beze lapha ekhaya, iZimbabwe le ingaba yi-Kenani.
Ye, nxa sikhangela baba Gawule, omele aqalise sibili ukuthi bantu asebenzeni ndawonye ngubani?
Izinkokheli. Inkokheli zamabandla yizo ezilalelwayo. Njengakhonaokuka sikhona apha kathesi ubaba upresident ngathi bantwana kuZANU-PF, hayi asenzeni sithi bona ngani into le ngasincedisa, uyalaleleka labo Chamisa labo khona ngale mabandleni abo MDCT bengahamba, kodwa khona kwabakukhulumayo abantu bayakulalela khona kokuthi he hayi thina sivume ukuthi ukhethe, abantu bayakulalela khonoko. So ngibona ngani akusincedisa kusisindawo. Okwakhona bemele bethumayele ivangeli lokuthi abantu bemanyane lokuthi asathe ukhetho silufake ngemva kwethu.
Umnumzana Belief Gawule lilunga lebandla leZANU-PF siqoqe laye ekhona ngaleke eCholocho esabelweni seMathebeleni North. Kodwa ke unkosazana Thabita Khumalo umgcini sihlalo webandla leMTC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Jamisa uthi kungeke kulunge kwele Zimbabwe nxa ibandla elibusayo lingavumanga ukuthi ladliwa kukhetho olwenziwa ngoNcwabakazi lonyaka.
Thina njengebandla leMTC ukukhulumisana kasadli esingakufuniwe ukuthi sikhulumisane siqambelana amanga esifuna ukuba kwazi ukuthi ngubani owanqobayo ukukhetho. Abeqalisela khona singavumelana khonapho hayi ilizwe selivuthiwe selilungile.
Bona bathi yini phela lingafuniyo lidonsela kanjani kunjalo?
Hayi thina kasidonselanga kanjani sibili iKids. Akunamuhla luke sithethiswa senza amandlwane sihlale sihlale kumele sihlanganise amakhanda thina sibalindele. Anti bona bathi babanqobayo thina sithethe sanqobayo. So thina njengoba sanqoba njengebandla leMDC isikhokhela ngubaba u-advocate Nelson Jamisa sesibuyela kuZulu ukuyamtshela ukuthi hayi bakithi sizolubonga ngokunqoba esakwenzayo. Njengoba sanqoba sasesintshontshelwa yizanu senzeni ngoba yini elavotayo. Hayi abantu bacacile kids.
Bathini?
Abantu bathi kwakungena emgwaqweni lapho esifika khona yonke indawo esesiyibhodile. Abanye bafuna ukuthi ngasithi sisuka khonapho sokungumgwaqo kodwa hayi thina selibanda la elenza izinto eziqoqekileyo njalo ezilothando phakathi. Sifuna ukwenza into engasoze yenza umsindo ukutshengisela ongasoze ukwenza umsindo kodwa sitshengisele ukuthi hayi bo kalinqobanga phumani singene silungise ilizwe. Abantu sebekhulumile phansi lapha kula lapho esifike khona abantu kade bengafuni ukuthi singene emgwaqweni khonapho.
Kodwa Makhumalo libona ngazani lingaba kususa yini embusweni ngokungena emgwaqweni?
Gibsy, kulula njani ukuthatha isibhamu udubula umuntu ebaleka? Akulanto enzima njengokuthatha isibhamu uzama ukudubula umuntu onothwelisa ukuthi usebenze. Akulanto enzima njengokufuna ukuthatha isibhamu utshaye uZulu. Yena uZulu emtshela ukuthi hayi bo sesidinge ngezitimelizini elisinika zona indlalisi sibulala. Akuchiphanga njalo nxa isikhathi sokuthi abantu bakhululeke sesifikile.
Unkosazana Thabita Khumalo ngumgcini sihlalo webandla leMDC elikhokhelwa umnumzana Nelson Jamisa siqoqelaye ekobulawayo. Siye sibone owethulwe ngamaphephandaba kwele Zimbabwe namhlanje. Iphephandaba leHerald libika ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wethekelela ilizwe leGuinea lapho abizwe khona ngumongameli Alpha Conde. Amazwe la afisa ukuqinisa ubudlelwano bawo. Iphephandaba leStandard lalo libika ukuthi wayengumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe kasabonakali kulezi insuku ehamba lebutho kumbe izimota eziningi. Iphephandaba leli lithi sebezihambela nje abantu emzini kamnumzana Mugabe koZwimba lapho abathenga khona uchago lokunye okujiyeneyo. Sesibone njalo okunye okukhona khonapha kumaphephandaba. Iphephandaba le-Newsday libika ukuthi umnumzana Philip Chiyango lomnumzana Omega Sibanda sebebuyele ezikhundleni zabo kwinhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Football Association kulandela ukuvinjwa kwababili akade befuna izikhundla lezi. Umnumzana Felton Kamambo lomnumzana Gift Banda kuthiwa bayalelwa ukuthi bancintise kukhetho lwabo lolu lwezifa kulandela ukuhlolisiswa kwesimo sabo. Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza silapha e-Voice of America e-Washington. Sesilehlandla likaZulu lokusithumezela imilayezelo etshiyeneyo. Ulakho lawe ukuthi usithumezele ofisa ukusitshela khona. Ongakwenza-ke ukuthi uhambe ku-WhatsApp ufitizele lapho kuthathwa khona amazwi ube susithumezela ofuna ukusithumezela khona. Ungenza njalo usithumezele umlayezelo wakho kuWhatsApp kunombolo ethi 012024650318. Ngaphinda njalo 012024650318. Namhla silabantu esithumezele imlayezelo yabo. Lalela lizwe ukuthi bathene.
Sawubona basakazi, igama lami nguBrian Ndlovu. Ngihlala ngase-South Africa kodwa ekhaya ngiseNkayi. Bicela kakhulu ukuthi i-government isenzane Ministry of Road and Construction basinuze umgwaqo wasenkayi lo osuke eBulawayo esenkayi. Umgwaqo lo ole problem usule sikhathi eside kakhulu, ufile ulama-potholes amaningi kakhulu, awukwazi ukuhamba even ngemoto encane. Amabhasi awubulele emgwaqo lo vele awawulungisi usunesikhathi, lokhu walungisa waphela endleleni. Njengoba manje silandi holiday kakhisimusi, so sinenkinga kakhulu ukuthi uma sihamba ngemoto sithole isikhathi sithole ubuzima kakhulu, thatha amalanga amaningi lokhu sendleleni ukuthi uyefika ekhaya. Ngoba umgwaqo ufile ngeke uze ugijime ngemoto, kumele uhambe less than maybe 60 kilometers per hour. Ngoba umgwaqo unama-potholes amaningi kakhulu, besicela kakhulu igovernment ike sibhekele umgwaqo lona ngoba sinesikhathi eside kakhulu. Since watshiwa ngobaba u-Obed Mpofu emgwaqo ukuthi uyalungisa, namanje waphela khonapha eQueens, usinesikhathi eside kakhulu, siyacela ukuthi besilungise umgwaqo lana. Bawubone babalandela emuva, abona ukuthi kwenzakalani, nalawa amakhampani ayenza umgwaqo balandela emuva, bathi kuwakhuthaza ngoba usinesikhathi eside kakhulu umgwaqo lowo, unjalo ufile. Ngiyabonga kakhulu baba.
Mina ngiseGwanda South eKemoya. Isilingo esilapha ngesobusela, abantu batshontshelwa izifuyo santando. Uthole ukuthi ukutshontsha kwakhona akusayikho lokho ukuthiwa kutshontshe imbuzi eyi-1 kumbe inkomo eyi-1. Abantu laba sebevulela izibaya zonke. Into emangalisayo ukuthi abantu laba besedlula le mbuzi lezo kumbe bazisa ngaphi kumbe ziya ema-towns, amapholisa kakuboni khonokho. Sithwele nzima lapha ngobusela bezifuyo bakithi eGwanda South.
Salibonani msakazi wa Studio 7. Mina igama lami nguSikhumbuzo Moyo, ngisuka kuward 21 esilobela. Inkinga esinayo ngamanzi, amanzi asiwatholi eduzane la esihlala khona. Sokubangela ukuthi nathi esihlala lapha eGoli, uma ukhumbula ukuyabona abanye amakhaya, ucabange kabili kathathu, ngoba lana eGoli angingaze ngilale ngingagezanga, angingaze ngivuke kungenamanzi. So uma ngisekhaya ngifake impilo yami engcupheni ukuthi ma sengifika ngale angisageza ngisathini. Sokungihlukumeza kakhulu lolu daba. Cela baluphakamisele basilungisele lolu daba. Siyabonga.
Igama lami nguPhatoni Nkosinathi Ndlovu. Singizuka enkayi, siyinkinga yomgwaqo wasithi umgwaqo ngisho usuka kuBulawayo usiya enkayi. Akula ngisho umgwaqo, amabhasi ahlala ewile, ikhona enye ewileyo nje last kuyona liviki ephele ngolwesithathu. Asila mgwaqo mpela enkayi, usiya usuka nje kuBulawayo usiya enkayi senta uzeyofika kuwo Sibangelana lapho emphuma khona. NguPhatoni Nkosinathi Ndlovu.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke laba ngabalandeli beStudio 7 abasithumezele imilayezelo yabo. Kulakho lawe phela ukuthi usithumezele umlayezelo wakho. Ongakwenza ke usithumezele kuWhatsApp kunombolo ethi 012024650318. Siyabonga. Sike sikhangele ke indaba eziphuma kwamanye amazwe. UMnumzana Malusi Gigaba, umphathintambo wendaba zekhaya kwele South Africa, uthi kasoze atshiye umsebenzi ngoba uphume kumabonakude eveza izinto zakhe zangasese. UGigaba uthi uza kuzwa ngumongameli Cyril Ramaphosa lebandla lakhe ukuthi kumele enzeni. Enye impahla kamuyi uNeil Armstrong wake waba ngokuqala ukuthi afike enyangeni ephapha ngendizamtshina u-Apollo 11 ithengiswe ngemali eningi okumangalisayo namhlanje eDallas, Texas. Abantu abathengisa umzimba benze umbukiso wemfanekiso lokunye okujiyeneyo kwele France izolo besenzela ukuvezela abantu ukuthi abantu abathengisa imizimba kumele behlonitshwe.
Akubizozwayo ngalinyanga kaLwezi, umsakazo wakho ukwethulela ingxoxo eziphathelane lomumo oseZimbabwe okwamanje. Mahlabezu, liyamenywa kulezi ngxoxo ezizakwenzelwa endaweni ezijiyeneyo zelizwe ngokusebenzelana labe Media Center. Asidibaneni lami uPraxedes Jeremiah kulezi ngxoxo endaweni esizalazisa zona. Lingakhuthwa yileli thuba. Okuningi kuyalandela.
Okwamanje zulukandaba sokuyisikhathi sokuthi silethulele umuntu esikhulumelayo kuhlandla lethuleli esikhuluma lezi salwane zeZimbabwe. Namhla silentombi edabuka eMathabeleland South esebenza emakhishini kule South Africa. Unkosazana Chitsani Baka. Akelizwe ukuthini?
Mina on Facebook ngingubaka Chitsani ngokuzalwa ngingithobekile
sizwe. Akusitshele ngembali yakho.
Ngazalelwa esigabeni sase-KZ kule ndawo ibizwa ngokuthiwa kuseFontana. Ngakhuliswa ke kibo kamalume, kibo kamama komalume wami. Kodwa nakithi ke kibo kababa kuseduzane esigabeni sase-Matlaland. Ngafunda lapho njalo eFontana Primary naseFontana Secondary.
Yes, ngathi wafika kusigaba siphi esemfundo?
Isigaba semfundo wathiwa kuform 4 wabhala i-O-level yami. Well, ngangidlala kakhulu esikolweni okwenza ukuthi ngibhale kabili i-O-level ukwenzela ukuthi ama-subjects ami ayenele. Ya, khona lapho eFontana Secondary School. Ngithe-ke ekuqedeni kwami ukufunda ngaphinda ngayafuna umsebenzi wokuba ngikileki ngobe ngangiqhelele ukuthi ngizagcina ngingenele kwi-teaching ngifundise khona futhi eFontana kwakuyinto eyayingangijabulisa kakhulu. Ngaya-ke ngaba ngikileki esikolweni saseFontana Secondary School.
Ye, so ke wathi-ke ususuka khonapho waya ngaphi Ntombendala?
Ekusukeni kwami eFontana Secondary ngasuka sengisiza ngapha eGoli njengomuntu wayezovakasha. Kuyukuthi nje ngangixoxile nomnewethu wayengihleka esithi phela imali oyiholayo khona lapho sasisahola amamiliyoni namabhiliyoni. Imali oyiholayo khona lapho hhayi imali encane kakhulu akuzozama nawe emakhishini. Kodwa ngingabuya ningumuntu osithi hhayi ngizovakasha ke ngibone. Laye sithi mhlawumbe ungakale nhlanhla siye sikwenzise ikhosi kokungakhuhlakaniphile wenze into ofuna ukuyiyenza. Ikukusuka kwami eZimbabwe sengisezo-South Africa.
Ye, so emakhitshini kusebenze kanjani? Akusitsheleke ngamafutshane khona.
Akukho lula, akukho lula. Umsebenzi ungaze ukufundele. Lese ngakwenza ukuthi ngafundele ukupheka, ngafundile ukugada abantwana, ngaqala ngisafundele ukugada umntwana oyedwa. Kodwa-ke umntwana oyedwa mina uyangidinisa, ngizangidinwa kakhulu. So ngase ngifundele ukugada ama-trinzi, lama-triplets, lama-quads. Yikho engikwenzayo kathesi engikukhangeleleyo ukuthi ngigada abantwana. Abantwana abasezandleni zami elizenza yase-South Africa abayi-14 bakhangelayo bezinto ezehlukeneyo bakhangela Sunday to Sunday.
Kodwa kunjani sibili nxa usenza umsebenzi wona lowo ule mali phela?
Ngathi unayo imali mina ngokwami yini engisuka ngibe lama-responsibilities amaningi. Sengikhangelela ukuthi ngiyi-breadwinner ngilabantwana abangabami kanti-ke konke kukhangele mina futhi ekhaya. Yena imali ikhona uma kuyukuthi nawe uyakwanisa ukuthi ube utrainer uyenze amakhosi okungezelela lokhu osukwazi. Njalo into eqakathekileyo ukuthi ukuthande ukusebenza ngabantwana ngathi ukuthande ukusebenza endlini yomunye umuntu ngoba ungayekela ukuthi ube nothando uma uvele ungenalo uthando asuze usebenze kalula. Uzathola ngani bayakuhlukumeza, uzathola ngani kunzima kakhulu. Kodwa nxa kuwumsebenzi owuthandayo uyavuka ekuseni ukhangelele ukuthi niya emsebenzini. Njalo usazi ukuthi uma ususebenzile ungahola imali leyo iyakuqhuba nabakho abantwana ikusise lapha ilise lapha oyichaze lapha nalaphayana. Bawuloyo muntu osebenza engqondweni yakho ukwazi ukuthi usizo ngiyaluthola kulo msebenzi uzasebenza ngenhliziyo yakho yonke.
So ke akula muntu okuncedisayo ule ndoda awula ndoda usihlalele uhamba njani?
Hayi ngisindi baba angila ndoda.
Awudingi lokudinga.
Isikhathi mbonani sesadlula kwalokunye ngicabanga ukuthi abantu asikuphiwanga sonke ngokufana nayo. Uyathola ukuthi omunye umuntu laye nje inhlanhla ube naye umuntu lezisane omunye umuntu nje hhayi ungabi layo inhlanhla uhambe kuhambe ufika isikhathi sokuthi la uyasele sikhathala ngokulokhuzama ulokhuzama kanti-ke mhlawumbe inkinga kuwe ukuzihlalele phansi ungathi uyakhohlwa kancane.
Unkosazana Baka Chitsani usebenza emakhishini kwele South Africa besixoxa laye eseCape Town. Ilizwe leMelika likhangelelwe ukuba lokhetho lweSenate ledala leHouse of Representatives. Abavotayo bazabe begeda amalunga eSenate angamajumi amatatu lanhlanu lamalunga e-House of Representatives angamakhulu amane lamajumi amatatu lanhlanu 435. Okwamanje ibandla lama-Republicans yilo elizibambe esidukwini kudala le-Senate ledala le-House of Representatives. Kuzakhethwa njalo osibalukhulu bezabelo abangamajumi amatatu lasithupha 36. Nga ibandla lamademocrats lingenelisa ukuvotelwa ngabantu abaningi lithathe idale leHouse of Representatives njengalokho okukhangelelwe ngabantu abaningi lizakwenelisa ukumisa uhlelo lukamongameli Donald Trump lokulwisana labantu bokuza lokunye okujiyeneyo. Okwamanje amabandla wonke akhankasa okumangalisayo. Umnumzana Donald Trump usehambe indawo eziningi ecela abantu ukuthi bavotele amalunga ebandla lakhe.
My primary focus, of course, has been on the Senate.
Nina ngikhalele kakhulu ukhetho lwedale leSenate. Udale leHouse of Representatives singenza kahle lakho.
Amalunga ebandla lamademocrats lawo asicele owayengumongameli umnumzana Barack Obama ukuthi akhankase kukhetho lolu oluqakathekileyo.
America's at a crossroads. The health care of millions of people are on the ballot. Making sure working families get a fair shake is on the ballot.
Ilizwe lemelika lisebenzime. Uhlelo lwezempila kahle luyavotelwa. Okunye njalo kuvotelwayo ukuthi abantu abasebenzayo bathole ithuba lokuthuthuka. Nilapha nje ukuzolicela ukuthi livote.
I'm here for one simple reason. I'm here to ask you to vote.
Banengi abantu abazavota kukhetho lolu. Omunye wabo ngumnumzana Vukani Moyo ohlala eDallas, Texas.
Phakathi kweSenate leHouse, khathesi Senate leHouse ibanjwe ngamaRepublicans, ibabala abalemajority. So okufunwa ngamaRepublicans okuningi kuzahamba ngendlela yokuthi yibaba abaningi. So okwenza khathesi ukuthi abantu bakhuthalele ukuyavota ukuthi bafuna ukuthi mhlawumbe bajintshe khonokho okuyikho khathesi ngoba i-Congress ibanjwe ngama-Republican, le presidency ibanjwe ngama-Republican. So kusho ukuthi izinto eziningi ezikhangelene le-Republican zile chance yokuqhubeka siya phambili. So khathesi ukukhetha lokhu ngabantu abadecida ukuthi bafuna ukume njani.
Ye, siyabona njalo ukuthi kunxa sesikhangela idale le-Senate akusikuthi yibo bonke okumele bavotelwe kodwa ngale ku-House of Representatives kumele bonke bavotelwe. Bakwenza njani konoko?
Yeah, ama-House of Representatives every 2 years bayavotelwa ngale ku-Senate. Ama-Senate abona bahlala i-terms abo yi-6 years. And so i-6 years lezi kaziqondane zonke ukuthi zivotelwa zonke isikhathi sinye eminyaka munye. Kungani ngesilungu singathi kuya-rotator. So kula ma-Senate seats avotelwa lo nyaka. Amanye azavotelwa in 2 years time. Amanye in 4 years time kutshintshanani kusenza kuhamba ngalelo.
Singathi ngenxa sesikhakele lokho-ke okuthiwa yidemokhrasi elizweni leli. Siyabona ukuthi kulabanye abathi kungani kuyavala ukuthi abanye abantu bavote. Ikakhulu abantu abampofu abangani abalamali ezambeni labantu bokuza. Soke khonokho-ke akuhluphini.
Kuyahlupha, ukuhlupha kwangikhona kumi ngale ndlela ukuthi abantu abakhuthalele ukuvota nxa sikhangela i-history, abakhuthalele ukuvota njalo aba-consistent kakhulu kwandisa ukuba ngama-Republican. Bona ama-numbers awajalanga ukutshintsha kangako. Ngathi ngesilungu ngathi consistent voting block. Ngapha esayidini yama-Democrats. Ayikho nje kwakuthi kuye phezulu kuphinde kuye phansi njalo njalo. Khathesi ama-Republicans babantu ama-Democrats ngabangavotelwa kakhulu ngoba kuyabe kungabantu abatsha abajali ukuvotela kakhulu ama-Democrats. Abatsha nxa bekhuthalela ukuyavota kwandisa ukusebenzela kuhle ama-Democrats. Now ama-Republicans though indawo eziningi sebezama ukublokha ukuthi abantu abaningi bayevota ngokuthi babadondise. Ngabona ilibaleke siNdebele engalisebenzi. Babesenza izinto eziyakwenza ukuthi umuntu adonde ukuyavota. Ngoba sokumele uthenze izinto eziningi ukuthi aze ayefike kuvoteni. Then umuntu besedonda. Then bangadonda abaningi abama-Democrats kwandisa ukuncedisana ama-Republicans.
Ababona ngokwenzakalayo bathi ibandla lama-Republicans lilakho ukugaphansi kukhetho lolu. Kodwa-ke bakhona abanye njalo abathi ama-Democrats angalahlekelwa ngezinye izihlalo kudale le-Senate. Well, Kwezomculo ke namhlanje silejaha elisebenza kule South Africa elidabuka elubhane.
Ukhuluma nonkululeko Phathe ezala elibhane endaweni yaseJotsholo.
Wenzani khonapho ke igoli?
Hayi, igoli ngiyasebenza kwamanje. Sebenza abaningi, abanye badayisa amasidi, abanye thina sasebenza.
Yakusitshele ke ngomculo owutshayo khonapho ukuthi kuthiwa kuyi?
Umculo esiwuculayo yi-gospel, ubizwa ngemvuselelo, umkhumbi omkhulu gospel. Uqale ngo-2007 i-album ethi Alithandazeni.
Amahleni abe nalo ningasheleni.
Makhona
amahleni abe nalo ningasheleni.
Kumbulani
uJobe wayehluphela.
Okwamanje ayilama albhamu awu-11. So ngo-December, 1 December silonta nje ele-12.
Akusitshela ukuthi i-album yokuqala kuthiwa kuyini?
I-album yokuqala ithi Siyabathandazela, ya 2007.
Usanda ukukhipha omunye umculo lapho othi Asambenini Siyevota. Umbani wakhompozani?
Mayibongo ezala esinothi, uMayibongo sibiza ngoMayibongo Red Chuma, onguye igroup leader yethu. Ngiyakhompoza lo mculo kuyikuthi ezama ukuthi sizakwe ukuthi sizama ukuthi sigqugquzele abantu abasegoli ukuthi behambe bayovota ekhaya ngokupheleleyo, ukuthi sizama ukuthi ke sinjalo into sigqugquzela nje abantu bakithi basemazweni ukuthi bayovota. Akanye kodwa nayithaya impela straight yazwakala, seza abantu bakhomenta bahambe impela ngokuningi bayavota laba kungabahambanga kahle kwaba nezigwegwe, kodwa hhayi bahambe impela.
Ye, nxa lihlabela sibili liyathola nje amasolombane lapha lalapha.
Amasisi ethu bayawathanda kakhulu impela straight, ngizokhulu impela bayawathanda bayawathenga impela straight. Nje noba singakazi sathola isponsa nje sizizi ukuthi siyahlanganisa nje laphana laphana sihambe siyerekhodi, but hhayi bayawuthenga impela straight kakhulu.
Ye, manje isikhathi esesilomhawu akuvalelise abalaleli ba?
Abalaleli ngiyabavalelisa ngithi siyabathanda kakhulu, siliqembu lengivuselelo. Siyafisa ukuthi ingabe iqembu leli liyakhula ngoba sebelikhulisile, kodwa mina likhulile manje ngokulisapoti. Engathi bangathenga kakhulu umculo wethu, likhuphukele kwelinye izinga. Sibona abantwana bakomthwakazi labo bekhuphuka. Ke abafuna ukuthenga leli CD abalifunayo bayakwazi ukulithola enambeni ezithi 0652 68 411. Lophinda futhi 0652 68 411. Ngidlulisa kubalandeli ngithi bethenge omnyezi ama-CD awomkhopho lawakudumisa lapha etradeni, ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi nathi sihambe siyerekhoda futhi sibarekhodele omunye umculo omnani. Ngiyabonga, ngibabonga bambonge omsakazi, mbonge kuwe Kidube. Ngiyabonga kakhulu isapoti yabo kakhulu engathi bengasisapota kuleli CD esilikhipha manje ngo-December.
Emathi, sibonge kakhulu. Sawubona kulege baba Mathi, singakehlukani ukuthi sibone udaba okuyikhokhela namhlanje. Ibandla leZanu PF lithi kumele amabandla ezombusazwe asebenze ndawonye ukwenzela ukuthi kuthuthukiswe ilizwe leZimbabwe. Sigqiba lapha-ke uhlelo lwethu kwamanje ngolivalisemoyeni ngoKip Stube.